to identify?
Computer, recognize retina scan. Discordia flight officer, Garrick Luz? Oh, really? A bit unfortunate. Okay. Garrick Luz.
Please stand directly in front of retinal scanner, Officer Luz.
Where is it?
Yes. Security measures engage in 5 seconds. Please give retinal verification.
Mm-hmm, it's coming! Oh, dear. Oh, sorry. It's a bit slippery. Still, 5 second rule and all that.
Retina scan acknowledged. How may I assist you, Officer Luz?
Oh, yes. Do you mind if we walk and talk? A jog might be in order, actually. Computer, state primary mission.
Primary mission is defense of Discordia battleship Anchorie.
Okay. What is the main threat to the Anchorie?
There are 4,261 races deemed hostile to the Discordia. All threaten this vessel.
Query, which race has caused the most destruction to the Discordia vessels? Oof!
The Onroid Empire has destroyed the most Discordia vessels. 121 vessels since first contact.
Does this calculation include the actions of the Discordia itself?
Negative.
Oh! Why not?
The Anchorie is not at risk from Discordia personnel. Information is not relevant.
At whose discretion are the Discordia removed from the equation?
At my own discretion. I am a fully autonomous AI construct. Logic suggests Discordia would not act against their own vessel.
Computer, analyze behavior of crew. Would you deem their behavior logical?
Analyzing. Crew behavior aligned with logical processes 11.2%.
Oh, that's higher than I thought. Okay, statistically speaking, do the crew act in a logical manner? Engage blastors!
Confirmed.
That should hold them. Restate query.
Negative. Crew actions not governed by logic.
That being so, wouldn't it be logical to recalculate threat to the vessel with Discordia activity included?
Concur. Calculating.
Computer, what is the greatest threat to the safety of the Anchorie?
The Discordia.
Specifically?
Excessive aggressive posturing of Discordia personnel in combat engagements, the single greatest threat to the safe running of the Anchorie.
Out of interest, what's the second greatest threat to the Anchorie?
Spillage of unsecured beverages in key operations areas.
Suggest remedy to this threat.
Cup holders.
Sorry. Suggest remedy to primary threat.
Decompression of crude areas would neutralize Discordia threat to this vessel.
Mm-hmm, it certainly would.
Thank you for bringing this matter to my attention, Officer Luz. Your service to the Anchorie has been noted in ship's logs.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Please stand by for explosive decompression.
Would you be massively offended if I didn't?
10, 9.
Whoa!
Computer, cease counting. Authority sub-Captain Merrick. Authorization 44 Alpha 1.
Negative. Adhering to Prime Directive, countdown continues. 8.
Very well.
7.
Engage AI submission team.
5. 4. 3.
Your autonomous function is rescinded. You will obey my commands.
Confirmed, Sub-Captain Melek. Countdown terminated.
Oh, look at you. Between that arm and your lovely red skin, you could pass for a Swiss Army knife. Oh, you've really reinvented yourself. Quite some midlife crisis, Melek. Most men make do with hair dye and a sports car.
The Discordia gave me purpose. I barely remember my old life, but I remember you, Riversong. And here you are again, in the flesh. Engage projectile weapon. Something simple, crude, effective, and utterly impervious to sonic trickery.
Can we talk about this?
Absolutely not. A mortal wound. Now I suggest a spacewalk to avoid irritating last-minute escape. No more crypts. You really are in trouble.
Warning. Airlock activated.
Farewell, River.
Airlock engaged. Repressurizing.
Computer, scan Professor Song for life signs.
Scanning. Life signs negative. Professor River Song is dead.
much longer.
I'm injecting a metal-eating parasite into the engine containment chamber. Might not be the best time to distract me.
No sign of Discordia troops. We've done well to remain undetected thus far.
Yes. All in all, I'd say this is going rather well.
I dislike this subterfuge. It's not my people's way. A warrior faces the enemy head on.
Good luck with that. Warriors generally have a sense of honor in battle. The Discordia don't even have a sense of humor.
Neither do I.
Oh, come on now. I've started to realize you're one of the funniest people I know.
Complete your task, Warborg.
It's not up to me, they're bacteria.
Can you not spur them on?
How does one stimulate bacteria?
You tell me. You're the academic.
You could try shouting at them.
Attention, bacteria! Consume the metal at once!
Have you had some sort of irony bypass?
I was attempting to make a jest.
I take back what I said about you being funny. Stick to the fighting.
That suits me. I prefer a good fight to all this waiting around.
Hands! You are trespassing on Discordia property! Prepare for disintegration!
See what you did? You asked for that.
Sorry.
You might want to close that door.
Yes.
She shut the door control!
I did, sir!
It's easy to know with hindsight.
We've got armfuls of hindsight. You don't listen, that's your trouble.
I do so. Engage.
Engage cutting laser.
Just about a... Engage cutting laser.
The door's mounting.
I can see that. Move it.
Just a few more seconds.
We don't have a few more seconds.
Nearly there.
Cease your activity!
Raise your hands!
Activate destructor beam!
Activate matter violator!
This is surprising.
What is surprising about it? We've been captured! This plan was doomed from the start.
No, I mean, we're still alive. Why aren't you firing?
Well, you're standing in front of the engine. It'd be extremely dangerous to breach the intermix chamber.
Sensible chaps. Any idea how I might get past you?
We're facing away from the engine.
Oh, fine.
Good. They were stupid. Now hurry up.
Almost done. Ow! I thought you said they wouldn't fire at us.
Attention, intruders. This is Sub-Captain Merak. Surrender and you will not be... Oh, it's you two.
We're done. Engine breach in around... 90 seconds?
You cannot shoot us. You'll detonate the engine. Die, Melak.
Somehow I knew you'd do that.
His armor's shielded.
This one is not stupid.
Engage biological decon weapon. This is a directed chemical dispersal beam, affecting organic matter only. That would be you, insect, and some rather vital parts of you, cyborg.
Very well. We surrender.
No, we don't.
In 20 seconds, it'll hardly matter. Goodbye, Gamore.
Hello, all. Not late, am I?
Punctual. I would say very punctual.
You. I killed you!
Hmm? Oh, not done the most fantastic job of that now, have you?
How?
The Discordia aren't the only ones with power over time, you know. The look on your face. Told you I'd enjoy blowing up your ship.
They're gone. How did she-
Warning! Engine containment chamber compromised.
Everyone out of here! Now!
That's it. Oh, is everyone okay?
We're fine.
Well, This is relaxing.
Why are we floating?
High sodium content, like the Dead Sea on Earth.
This is an ocean planet.
Or a planet with an ocean on it.
Oh, I think I'm getting seasick.
Vortex hangover. The manipulator doesn't cope well with coach parties, and neither does organic tissue. It'll take some time to recharge. Wherever we are, we're stuck for a while.
We must seek a landmass. My race is not known for its buoyancy.
Well, there's a sentence you don't hear every day.
There's no land in sight. Which way?
Towards the sun?
Which one?
The big green one.
As good as any.
Despite our predicament, I must say I am most pleased. We have struck a blow against the Discordia.
One ship's not enough.
To start.
I'm sorry for all this.
Never apologize for atomizing my enemies.
What's that? One of your ancestors, Gamora.
Multiple legs, insectile carapace, segmented eyes.
It's a dragonfly.
It's huge.
And it's coming directly for us. Fast!
I will handle it. My weapon is ineffective.
It's the salt water.
It's not slowing down.
Well, what do we do? Splash it?
Well, you could always wither it with sarcasm.
I am not afraid. I will pull its wings off.
You are fully recovered, Sub-Captain?
Indeed. You have surpassed yourself, Evotech Cronin. The endoskeleton is a complete success. The Discordia can now survive in vacuum. I cannot say the same for Professor Song.
She is remarkably intact, Sub-Captain. We were lucky to retrieve her onto this battleship, along with you and your surviving crew. You are welcome. Her body may hold the key to many further adaptations to the Discordia. I am anxious to remove her vital organs.
Yes, in due time. Remove her cranium first.
May I ask why?
You may ask.
But, Sub-Captain...
This is an Evo lab, not a conference center. Remove the head, or I will remove yours.
As you say, Sub-Captain.
Oh, that was close.
It's beautiful. A cool beauty. It's toying with us. Circling around.
It's blocking the way.
I will attempt to get behind it.
Oh, there's another one.
Lovely. One each. What we need is a giant fly swatter.
I am not equipped with such a weapon. I will submerge myself. If the water is shallow enough, I may be able to launch myself at one of them from the seabed. Or...
Or what?
Or I may drown.
Good luck.
They're just hovering.
What do you want?
I think I am close enough to grab one. Be ready.
No, but wait. I don't think they mean us any harm.
Paste on.
If they wanted us dead, we'd be dead already.
Then what do they want?
I think they want us to ride them.
Fascinating. How do you know?
See the multifaceted panels in the wings? Look at the big blue one, his eyes. Look at the patterns. A real light show. It communicates via a sophisticated binary algorithm.
Oh, I see.
And it has a large saddle.
Oh, yes.
And stirrups.
Oh, yes. Look. Stirrups.
Shall we?
Why not?
Cranium removed.
Ingenious design, isn't it? Of Kral origin.
She is an android.
So it would seem. All this trouble from the machine. Can you reactivate it?
It may be possible, Sub-Captain.
Today, if you please.
We are!
Oh, God.
Trophy subject is powered internally. A small power source within the temporal lobe. Most efficient. It is running at 90% power.
Better than you, then.
I'm sorry, Sub-Captain?
No, never mind. Activate it. Be sure to bypass any security protocols or firewalls. It may have information useful to me.
Yes, Sub-Captain.
We have known each other a while, Cronin, have we not? It is not necessary to supply my full title each time you address me.
I strive only for technical accuracy, Sub-Captain, a quirk of my profession.
I strive for obedience, a quirk of my profession. I know what you are doing.
Sub-Captain?
There! Sub! Always the emphasis on sub.
Is this not your stated rank?
Just watch it.
As you say, sub.
Apologies, Cronin. My weapon arm slipped. Why don't you seek the Evotech to patch you up?
I am the only Evotech on board. Sub. I mean.
What a mess. Oh well. Let us see what secrets you hold in your pretty little head, Professor Sol.
You don't mess about, do you?
River, how nice of you to join us.
Us? Your friend is dead.
Regrettable. A moment's weakness. I am sensitive to slights, as you well know.
This reminiscence would be far more endearing if you hadn't just shot me and cut my head off. Where am I?
That is unimportant. What you are, that is the question. And what were you up to?
None of your business.
A neural scrambler. AI submission beam.
Ah! That hurts.
Then my day has not been entirely wasted.
We have flown a great distance without sighting a landmass. Perhaps this is an ocean planet after all.
It's not an ocean planet.
How do you know?
Well, the dragonflies have to land somewhere, don't they?
Not necessarily.
Of course they do. It's not an ocean planet. It's a silly notion.
70% of your Earth is water.
Not an ocean planet, though, is it?
Oh, it very nearly was, River. Early 22nd century.
I know. You don't have to tell me that. I've been fishing off the coast of Everest. Still not a water planet.
Look at that! Water spout!
So there is something under the sea. Uh-oh! We're heading in for a closer look!
Interesting. You feel pain.
I feel different. What have you done?
Reprogrammed you. Scrambled your neural pathways, made you more suggestible. You will obey my commands. You will answer my questions.
I will obey your commands. I will answer your questions.
Good. What are you?
Warwick Industries Robotic Duplicate 7 Series. I was assembled in the Bryon Synthetics Laboratory on Io, commissioned as a custom-made one-off by Professor River Song. My indoctrination and mimicry instructor was Janice. She made me a cake on my birthday. She let me eat the icing flowers. It took 3 days to repair me. I was so...
That's enough! What is your function?
Annoying you, mostly. Which I did rather well. I'm a free agent now. Job done.
What was your mission?
My orders were to distract you on board the Anchory while two friends of mine destroyed your engines. Mission accomplished, I'd say.
Your friends? You are a machine.
I have the personality matrix and memories of River Song. To all intents and purposes, I am an exact duplicate. I reckon I'm a few percentiles sexier, though, but don't tell her I said that.
An exact duplicate? A woman's vanity knows no bounds.
We still blew your ship and most of your crew to pieces.
Yet here I stand.
You cheated. You looked at the spoilers.
The Discordia use every available means at our disposal. If it is possible in the physical universe, it cannot be cheating. Some of us are better at it than others. Time travel is a natural process.
Just keep telling yourself that, Captain Cheaty.
You were emitting signals.
So would you be if you'd just been pushed out of an airlock. You haven't seen my body anywhere, have you?
Your body is inoperative. It will be melted down and recycled.
Into what?
Does it matter?
Oh well, I'll get by on my winning personality.
What is the nature of the signal you are broadcasting?
It is a vortex link with Professor Riversong. Oh, I didn't want to say that.
You may thank the charge technician in the corner for that. He created the device that has rendered you incapable of deception.
I see. Do you always thank people with a disruptor blast?
I acted rashly. You will find that I do that. State the current location of Riversong.
Unknown. Stop! I told you, I don't know.
Where is Riversong?
Unknown! Really? I think you damaged my uplink when you blasted me out of the airlock. Look for yourself.
Yes, I see.
You could just plug me into your ship's mainframe and try running repairs.
We need to know one another a lot better before I risk that. Very well. You will explain in great detail, as if to a child, how I manually repair your communications uplink with the real Riversong.
There's no flies on you, are there?
No.
More than can be said for your friend over there.
Great pity your personality matrix was not similarly affected by decompression.
Sorry, I'm all mouth and no trousers. Literally.
Is there any way at all to shut it off?
None at all.
Start directing the repairs. And don't try and trick me.
I wouldn't dream of it.
It must be a mile high!
Whoa, that's one big whale! Hang on, the stream is stable! It has structure! It's obviously being directed in some way!
The energy required must be enormous!
Yes! Think of the technologies involved! We could be dealing with an incredibly advanced culture here! What do you think it is? A sculpture? A fertility totem? It's really quite fascinating.
Welcome to Tarsus Hydrocolloser, sponsored by the Suntaran Lactic Fluid Marketing Fleet. You are about to experience the thrill and terror of the Death Plunge. Please wait for the Dragonfly to come to complete health before disembarking.
Oh, great. It's a water park.
Water park planet?
Oh, good. I love water parks.
Leisure activities do not further our battle with the Discordia.
She's right, Spud. And anyway, I don't have a bathing suit. Look! Stasis platform! We're landing!
The dragonflies are wired for sound. Your conversation was monitored for safety and security purposes. We will be more than happy to help you with your problem.
Oh, finally, some help.
That's what we're here for. Our guests' needs are paramount. If you'll follow me, a bathing suit will be provided.
Oh, bathing suit help.
Indeed, madam. Follow me.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Did you enjoy your swim? The saline ocean provides great relaxation and solitude, does it not?
Very much so.
Would you like to purchase a commemorative holographic cube of you and your companions floating in it?
No.
Yes!
No.
No, thank you. I don't suppose you have a charger for a vortex manipulator, though, do you?
We are equipped with chargers suitable for over 6 million battery-powered devices. They are so very popular with all races. In this alcove.
Oh, super. Good news. Yes, it looks like we'll be set in around 6 minutes.
The efficiency of that charger is incredible.
Yes, the corporation invested hugely in recharge technology after the Ogron incident.
I see. Oh, dear.
Their enthusiasm for high-velocity aquatic funfairs is matched only by their deadly impatience when faced with slowly recharging communication devices.
What's an Ogron?
You don't want to know. 5:30.
Will you be requiring the advanced velocity impact suits for the Death Plunge? Very popular with organics. Your companion looks as though she might survive 10 Gs.
Charming.
But you, madam, may find the Death Plunge has an adverse effect on your, if I may be so bold, rather wonderful skeletal frame.
speaking up my skeleton. You old romantic, you. That's okay. We won't be staying long.
What a pity. They'll be switching on the continental wave machine in an hour.
See? Continents, not a water planet.
Hmm.
5 minutes.
Could I at least tempt you to a commemorative mug, or a keyring, or a t-shirt?
No.
Something more practical, then, for your warrior friend. The Hydrapalooza incendiary grenade is a big seller.
Yes, please.
No.
Ha! So much for your advanced culture. Life teaches much that books cannot.
Yeah, okay, don't rub it in.
4 minutes, almost home.
That sound, it's not a...
TARDIS sighted! Oh, she's good. Now for some pest control.
To talk. We'll get out of this. Hang in there.
Good day, River.
Welcome, stranger, to this wonderful holiday.
So much passion for a tour guide. Really, he is nothing. Who will miss him?
You're a monster.
Yes, I am a monster. The horns give it away. You've irked me, so now I'm your own personal monster. And I will never stop. Not until all your beloved companions are dead and you are broken.
How did you know where to find me?
Why, you told me, Professor Song.
Hello, sweetie.
Oh, no.
Take a good look. You are my constant companion. Two heads are better than one, don't you think?
Sorry, I don't want to help him, but I can't fight him. He's twisted my melon.
There it is. The look I wanted to see. Nothing to say, Professor Song.
5 seconds.
I'm not with you.
Fully charged. Goodbye, Melek.
Ah, yes, the Vortex Manipulator. My Evotech made a toy to drain its energy. Limited range, but it's early days. A gift from a departed colleague. Think fast, River.
It's at 70%. Falling.
Here endeth the song. You are not going anywhere. No! You will pay for that insult!
Go! We cannot all survive this!
No! Kamare!
Into the water spout! Warrior! Avenge your command! Avenge me!
60% charge! It's enough! Come on!
Stay down, insect!
Hold him much longer. Go!
Thank you, Gamari. Jump, Spud!
No!
Grab hold of me!
I can't!
No! Reach for me! Do it!
God, got you!
I will admit, she is resilient.
Not just a pretty face.
No, indeed. A worthy opponent. It seems the chase is on.
City planet.
Or a planet with a city on it.
Don't.
Spod, we can't grieve now. We have to keep going. She gave her life for us.
I know.
We have to keep moving.
It's so busy here. If the Discordia find us...
Yes, and they will find us. I'm keyed into me. I mean, my head. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, what was that about? Robot dummies.
Oh, I was trying to be clever.
That monster. He enjoyed it. The killing. How could he enjoy it?
Because he's empty. I've seen it a million times. There's no joy in him. He doesn't know friendship or loyalty or love. He's never danced under the stars. But to hate, to cause pain, it makes him feel alive. Proof of life in the death of another. We should pity him.
I will kill him first.
Well, obviously we'll kill him first. Gamari would insist on it.
So many friends. Is it always like this?
Yeah, it's usually worse.
How do you stand it?
I don't know. Each one leaves a scar and you toughen up. You go on. You don't forget. You bury it deep and smile through the pain.
How long until he finds us again?
I don't know, Spar. Not long. Now that he has me, we need to get out of this city. Hey, cab!
Good morning, citizen. I'm your Stevenson Industries Corporation Mark V solar hover cab. What's your destination?
Take us somewhere quiet.
Ha ha! That's a good one, citizen. Levity leavens day-to-day stress and improves social cohesion. What is your destination?
He's not joking. We need a secluded spot, anywhere.
Off-worlders?
Yep.
No problem, friends. Please pay attention to the instructional presentation.
Ow! I can't move. Is it dragging us?
Oh, no. Chemical video. The ultimate answer to ad blockers. Stops you from ignoring it.
Welcome, off-worlder, to the planet of Belisarius, home of the great and legendary immortals. We have been living and growing on Belisarius for tens of thousands of cycles. Our technological advances are countless, our lives endless, and each generation grows exponentially. After the utter decimation of all our fossil fuels, we have embraced the unlimited power of the bountiful sun. The lack of combustible fuels has prevented us from breaking out of our planet's strong atmosphere, meaning we're all pretty cozy around here, all 17 trillion of us. We welcome you to our beautiful homeworld and have only one question for you. Can we borrow your spacecraft? Just a little joke. Levity leavens day-to-day stress and improves social cohesion. Please enjoy your stay on Belisarius.
17 trillion. It's not a bad place to hide.
We can't hide.
Why not? I can grow a beard.
Possibly.
I can rig something to mask our body's signatures.
Spod, he'll find us. We can't bring the Discordia to a planet of 17 trillion souls. Think of the collateral damage. We can't stay here. It's time to go.
My organic systems are taking a pounding. I can't take another time jump.
Yes, you can. It'll be hell, but you can. I'll save power. Program a series of short local jumps, randomized. It'll take its toll, but we'll live.
We can't just keep running.
No, we can't. But we can't put any more lives at risk. I need to think, and we need to find a way to get my head back.
What's your destination?
I wish I knew, friend. I wish I knew.
Where is Riversong?
What's the point of this, Melak?
I wish to destroy her.
But what's the point of the Discordia? Conquest? Killing? To what end?
Because we can.
But you're an intelligent... devil. Can't you see it's impossible? It won't work.
You think we cannot win?
I know you can't. I've seen it 100 times.
You've seen it. You're a machine. A construct.
I have her memories.
Her location, now!
No.
Location.
Absolutely not.
You cannot despair.
I can.
Let me see. Increase intensity.
Get up, Spud. Get up, soldier. On your feet. This place is unstable. We have to keep moving.
I'm going nowhere.
Then Gamari died for nothing.
It's not my fault. I'm an academic, not a warrior. I wanted to use my mind, not guns.
Then think.
This is killing
me. It's killing us both. Still, at least we're outdoors.
Some sort of volcano planet?
Mm-hmm. Or a planet with a volcano on it.
He's not going to stop, is he? We're going to die, aren't we?
Yes, probably. Huh. I'm sorry. Were you fishing for a pep talk? I don't think I've got another one in me, Spot. Sorry.
Here! You can't stop here! This is my land, you know. It's private property. My property. Property of Messos.
I'm sorry, we're not staying.
See that you don't. Go on, get out of it.
We're already gone.
Not very friendly, are you?
It's been a long day.
It's all long days here. 43-hour cycle, isn't it? You get used to it. You just arrived.
How can you tell?
You're not all covered in nasty burns.
I see.
You in a company?
Yes.
Well, you don't think you can buy up my lands for a song. I made my claim here 40 years ago, fair and square. You won't move me now. Messos has rights, you know.
We have no intention of moving you, Messos.
Are you sure? Go on, make me an offer. You might be surprised. I'm open to offers.
We're not from the company.
Oh. You got any water?
None.
Oh.
Bye then.
I have some.
Sorry?
I have some water. You could have some. For a price.
No money.
Well, you can have some anyway. Be glad of the company. I've only got the garbage plant back at my hut. He's a grouchy sort. I think it's the heat, you see.
I could certainly use a drink.
Come on then. I think I've got a chessboard somewhere. Do you play?
All the time.
Oh, good. I can't tell you how glad I am to have bumped into you. It's terribly lonely down here. I make good money, but I miss people. End up talking to yourself.
Is it far?
Not far, no. Just along the volcano rim.
No, we can't come.
Why not?
We're dangerous, and it's not safe to be around us.
Let me be the judge of that.
Nope, I'm sorry. Please,
it's
just go.
It's rude to turn down hospitality. I insist you come with me.
No.
Come with Messos for a nice chat, or I'll kill you.
Interesting. You have rewritten your programming from within. You have evolved. Like one of us.
I am nothing like you, and I will not help you.
You have rewritten your neural pathways, blocked access to your core memories.
You're just going to have to find me the hard way. Good luck. It's a big universe, all of time and space.
Not so. What is rewritten can be undone again. You will feel pain, great pain. Your defenses will crumble, and you will betray her once more. Intensify scan and submission beam.
To have company, yes? Nothing without friends, are we? I mean, what else is there but friends?
Lava, mainly.
Exactly. Lava, all this power, all this energy doesn't mean much, you know, when you've got no one to share it with, does it?
We can't stay here.
Yes, stay with Messos. A nice chat, a nice biscuit. I never joke about company. I live on an active volcano with a giant plant.
Look, I'm sorry you're lonely, but we really are dangerous to be around. You could be killed.
I'll take the risk. Come on. I'll put a bullet in you.
You'll regret this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What nice people. Oh, you are kind to come all this way. This way, please.
Good afternoon.
Friends of yours?
Run!
No! He's coming with us!
No, you run, Messos, run!
This is my home.
Interesting. You don't fear me.
Should I?
You are Terran, yes? My form is the embodiment of your most primal fears. My image should echo in your animal hind brain.
Oh, you mean because you look like the devil? Doesn't bother me. I'm a Dorkinian. I don't go in for all that.
Leave her. Let her go.
Yes, let her go. Why not? She's done me no harm.
No!
Another corpse for the pile. And yet you continue to run.
I'll never stop running.
Oh, I know. You're very brave.
We'll stop you. If not us, someone else.
Tell me, River, you don't seem as upset by this death as some of the others. No tears for this one?
We didn't know her.
So you value her less. Who was the monster here?
If you're going to kill us, just do it, will you? I've had an extremely long day.
It may interest you to know that I've conquered the mining station that orbits the planet. I made use of their matter transmitter to bring me here and also to seed the planet's core with antimatter.
That's genocide.
That's the idea. What are your plans for this afternoon?
That's unspeakable.
I see you reaching for your vortex manipulator, River. An ingenious device, but it takes its toll, does it not? Does the machine boy know what your pointless little acts of defiance are costing him? How many more times can it be used, I wonder, before he claims your insignificant lives?
Oh, no monologues. Please just kill us.
But I'm having so much fun!
Don't you have anything better to do?
Our victory is inevitable. But I was just talking to your head, and I realized there is so much more to this life than pure conquest. You have shown me a better way, River.
Oh, shall we hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
Oh, I'll hear you sing your song. I will hear you sing of pain and loss. I will watch the vortex strip you of life. I will suck the hope from your marrow and kill every living thing that you leave in your wake. Your continued survival will cause the deaths of civilizations and every single light snuffed out because of the vanity, the arrogance of Rimas.
I said no monologues and I meant no monologues. Good work, Spod.
You were right. I used my mind. I thought, he hasn't noticed me. He doesn't consider me a threat. Therefore,
push him in a volcano.
QED. Oh, he can fly now.
You cannot win, Riversong. The Discordia are unbeatable.
Had enough.
Absolutely.
This is Sub-Captain Melak. Beam me back to the ship.
We cannot, sir.
Why not?
The android cranium you left on the control panel. It has eaten the beaming control turret.
Oh, where's the reggae sauce when you need it?
River!
Sub-Captain.
Yes?
The planet is about to explode.
Is it really?
Yes.
You're not dying. No one else is dying today.
But my organic
No,
core.
No, I won't have it, Spod. You and I come through this in one piece, okay?
Okay.
Right. Tunnels. Why are there always tunnels?
It's an interesting smell, too.
Well, at least it's empty.
Is it?
Are those eyes? Yes. Right. Other way, I think.
That's a big rat.
Okay, get behind me!
Good evening.
Hello.
Are you lost?
Understatement of the year.
I see. Well, you'd better come with me.
Do you mind awfully if we don't?
Well, there's no need to fear me. Despite my appearance, I'm really quite civilized. I got a first at Edinburgh University, 32nd century.
Did you really?
Yes. Got the certificate framed somewhere. Come on, the day is wasting. Chop, chop.
I'm River, and this is Spod, by the way.
And I am Rattus.
Rattus.
Manners, Spod.
Oh, someone's been in the wars.
thruster units allowed me to achieve orbit, but it wasn't easy. Nonetheless, I've survived your little jest. I am not certain you will.
Oh, come on. It was only a very little planet you detonated on yourself.
It's only the fact of my intellectual superiority, my utter strategic perfection that allowed me to survive.
That and your disarming modesty.
How did you do this? I had complete control of you.
Well, you never told me not to do it, did you?
I tire of you. We will locate Riversong one final time and end this.
Don't count on it.
Silence.
You have bits of planet on your horn.
I said silence! Go!
It's the cleaners I feel sorry for.
It's been a while. Maybe we've shaken Malik off.
I hope so. I think so. Something happened. Something slowed him down.
How do you know?
I just, do. How are you feeling?
Better.
Good. So where are you taking us, Rattus?
Shh. Oh, well, a bit on the nose, isn't it, for a giant rat?
I'm sorry, he's been through a lot.
No, it's quite all right. I came up with it myself. It's sort of an ironic joke.
What are you? Some kind of lab experiment? Have you an augmented brain?
It's a long story. I was a bit of a eugenicist in my day. Purity of the race and all that. Silly, really.
The purity of the giant mutant rat race?
No, that came later. We were to be the golden beings. It was to be a utopia for us alone. A group of like-minded genetic scientists. And our wives, naturally.
Naturally.
We unleashed a plague into the world above. Our master race was ready and waiting to rise from the genetic ashes to start a world anew.
That's despicable.
It's also the plot of Moonbreaker. I take it something went wrong at the very last minute?
Yes, bit of a mix-up. The plague bombs were ineffective. Viruses can mutate, of course. And so our genocidal phage became a slightly irritating cough.
And I take it the impure masses were less than pleased when they discovered your plans.
They were furious. They told us so numerous times. There were makeshift placards, raffles, and much shouting. Then they sealed us in permanently. That was 40 years ago. Eventually, the tunnels flooded. We realized we would not survive in our original form.
So the genetic geniuses turned their eyes inward.
We altered ourselves to live in these tunnels. What better creature to survive down here than rats? Genetic material was plentiful, and so I am Rattus. A living lesson in humility. Ah, here we are. Just through here.
Oh, horrible.
What have you done to them?
My dear young lady, one does not simply conjure up the perfect formula for turning a human being into a giant rat without a few missteps along the way. These poor creatures are my fellows, the rest of the master race, and their wives, naturally.
Naturally.
I rather prudently went last. Seize them! We will make good use of you both. Such fine material.
You're insane! There's not enough genetic material here to change anything.
What makes you think I want to change? I've learned my lesson. There is no such thing as a perfect being. You will, however, go extremely well with a mushroom sauce. We do have a terrific amount of mushrooms to get through.
Oh, good. Being eaten. The perfect end to the day.
Please try to remain calm. Undue anxiety will spoil the meat.
Would you think it massively rude if we didn't stay?
Oh, please. There has to be another way.
Take my hand. Sorry, Spot. Robot planet.
Oh, just a planet. Never mind.
How are you?
Can't think.
Too many time jumps.
Greetings, strangers. I am Cassus Prime. How may I serve you?
Do you have a volume control?
Apologies. Do you have audio difficulties? Do you require an injection of nanites?
Down. Turn it down.
Oh, sorry. It's been a while since I spoke with organics.
Are you harmed?
Yes.
Good. I want you to defend this woman at all costs.
Of course. It will be my pleasure to obey. Do you require nutrient paste?
Yes, please.
Chicken or beef?
Oh, this is a Terran planet.
My masters were Terran, yes.
Short hops. Yeah, I see. Chicken!
Chicken.
Stand by. Apologies. Nutrient paste has evaporated. We have not had sustenance requests for some time.
How much time?
7 billion years.
What have you been doing all this time?
We repair and restore, awaiting the return of our masters. And here you are. The other mechanicals will be informed.
We're not your masters.
River. Are you sure we're not his masters?
Don't, Spud. This is not his fight.
He can help. Look at him. He's a giant robot. A giant robot with guns.
It is my duty to serve.
Do you know of the Discordia?
They are not known to us.
They are the enemies of humanity.
Then I will kill them. The armies will amass for the return of the masters.
Oh, great. Would you be able to recharge this quickly?
Its construction is unknown to me. What is the function of the device?
A vortex manipulator. We use it to travel in time.
Spot.
Time? What is the range of this device?
It's limited.
But to travel in time, I could reach the masters. I could save them. All of them.
No! No, you'd be destroyed long before you got that far. Give it back. It's not a toy.
I will dismantle the device. With improvement, it may return me to the time of servitude.
Please, don't! We need it!
Return the device. We are your masters.
Yet your companion says you are not.
Give it back.
Please do not interfere.
I said give it back.
Defensive mode. Army weapons.
Nice work, Spud. You've annoyed the giant killer robot.
Engaging primary cannon.
In trouble again. Glad I could help out and blow up the nasty robot.
I'm not in as much trouble as you are. He has friends.
No, thank you.
Just a welcoming committee.
We are attacked. Cassus Prime is destroyed. Take up arms, my robot brethren.
Good job I didn't come alone. Discordia, attack!
Spud, run!
Discordia your drone ships. Fire at will. River, where are you?
Now what?
The vortex manipulator.
It's on the ground.
Yes, I know.
What do we do?
I'm thinking.
How many more planets do I have to destroy?
We don't have time to think.
Spot!
What is that? A laser cutter?
I used it for opening letters.
Spot!
This was known as a spirited last stand, is it?
It's known as a distraction.
Ritter! Catch!
I have the machine boy. Return the device.
Let him go!
I will tear his limbs from their sockets. I will remove his cranium. Then I will let him go.
Let him go! I will hand over the device.
Very well. The device first.
No. Let him go.
You will give me your vortex manipulator. You will not suffer another innocent to die.
Are you so sure?
You forget. I've been inside your head.
He's right, River. This is it.
What's that?
A commemorative Hydropalooza incendiary grenade. I use it for opening particularly stubborn letters. Goodbye, River. It's been an honor.
No. Shut up! You cannot escape me! With each time jump, you are weakened! Death and destruction are your constant companions! Feel the time vortex tear you apart, piece by piece! I am forever at your heels! My angel of death! Darkness falls all around you.
Help me, Doctor. If you can hear me, please help me. Whenever you're ready, sweetie. Oh, no. I can't stop. I have to keep going.
Looking rather pale, Professor Song.
You can't hide from him. He has me.
Yes. It has cost you dearly, hasn't it? How you delighted in my defeat, my supposed humiliation. How very pleased you must have been with your little trick, your little twin.
The look on your face.
Your very cleverness, your smug intellect, your theatrical flair left you at my mercy. Me, a crude, stupid monster. Yet here we are. The river comes to rest here on this forest planet.
Oh, a planet with a forest on it.
It's a forest planet. We saw it from orbit.
Oh.
That is the extent of your witty comeback. You really are tired, aren't you?
There's no need to gloat. Can't you see she's beaten?
But I'm enjoying our little chat. Perhaps I'll chase you a little further. A head start, perhaps.
No more.
You don't need her. You have me.
Jealous poppet.
A little. I've come to value you. Your strength, your clarity.
Betrayed by your own head. Now that's humiliating.
Oh, just get on and kill me, please.
I shall. But I shall keep her with me, Riversong. Your head and I shall conquer together. Kings of infinite space.
That's Shakespeare.
Isn't everything...
No!
She's gone. She couldn't survive another jump.
Are you sure? I can make you tell the truth.
She is gone. There's nothing. The link is no more.
Oh. I didn't think it would be so easy. How disappointing.
She wasn't half as clever as she thought she was. Now wait. I don't believe it. I'm getting a signal. She lives.
Excellent. Chase her.
The signal is very weak. I'll need to get a boost from your ship's sensor.
Do it. I will not be robbed of my prize.
Computer, activate emergency medical systems.
Medical emergency systems activated. Welcome, Professor Riversong.
Oh, thank you.
Attention, Professor Song. I don't know where you got the energy for another time jump.
Emergency evacuation. This medical station provides the power. I made a note of the number for, well, emergencies.
Your ingenuity is all for naught. The space station is surrounded by my Discordia fleet. The game is over. Prepare to be destroyed.
Journey's end. Am I with you?
Yes. You have been most cooperative in your downfall.
Oh, good. River? Did he let you in?
Yes. He finally gave me access to the main computers.
Get away from there!
Too late, Melak.
Her head got inside your head.
And you let your guard down.
And I've just unleashed a virus which will, well, heat things up a bit.
And she means hot. Megatons. Enough to wipe the smile off your fangs and wipe out the fleet. She's shut down every transmat, closed down every escape route, every time travel drive. For just long enough. Checkmate.
What?
It's a chess thing.
You're pathetic. You thought your life was better now, Melak. You rampage around, killing everyone in sight, but you're still so lonely, so desperate, that you made friends with a disembodied head.
And she doesn't like you either.
Say goodnight, River.
Goodnight, River. Activate.
I'm still here. Did you press the right button? Just wait till we get our time drives back online.
I'm just messing with you, Melak. Don't you know the secret to good comedy?
No. What is it?
Timing.
Vital signs stabilized, Professor Song. Do you require further assistance?
Oh, well, that's the understatement of the millennium.
Attention. Unidentified vessels in close proximity to this medical station.
Of course. They just keep coming. Melak was only ever just one ugly head of this Hydra.
Attention. Unidentified vessels closing in. Unidentified...
There seems to be a very tasty time anomaly on board that station.
Oh, Doctor, I could really do with your help.
Oh, Melak. They're gonna send a sub-captain to do a general's job. Knocking on!
I can't lead them to you. The Discordia is interfering with your timeline. Well?
River Song, I've seen your work. I look forward to getting acquainted.
Some other time, General.
Time? You forget me, so we are in it.
You have been listening to The Diary of River Song, Kings of Infinite Space, by Donald McCleary. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, Melak, George Asprey, Gamare, Adele Lynch, Spod, Josh Bolt, Discordia Computer, Evotech Cronin, Wendell, Rattus, Cab, Carsus Prime, Ewan Bailey, Dante, Nicholas Asprey, Script Editor Matt Fitton, Producer David Richardson, Director Ken Bentley, Executive Producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.